Republicans have been toying with the idea of getting rid of the treasurer's office for several years now, and GOP lawmakers stripped the office of most of its duties last session. But the Republican legislature did not pass a proposed constitutional amendment to get rid of the treasurer, so it's not going anywhere for the time being. Republican candidate for treasurer Matt Adamczyk of Wauwatosa says as long as the office still exists, he'd make it run as lean as possible. That includes getting rid of the treasurer's employees.
Right now, the office costs is about $1 million every 2 years, and I just don't believe it's worth taxpayer money that we spend for, because there's really no duties left in the treasurer's office.
By contrast, Randall Melchert of Menominee Falls says calls to eliminate the treasurer's office are just a gimmick, and says he'd seek to restore the office's responsibilities.
Deep down, I don't believe many people wake up each morning wondering, you know, how are we going to get rid of the state treasurer's office? You know, most people are looking for ways that we can be able to make the Wisconsin government run better.
Melchert says government works better when it's accountable to elected officials, and he points to the state's unclaimed property program as an example. Lawmakers transferred the program from the treasurer to the Department of Revenue last year, and since the change, the list of people waiting to get their property back from the state has multiplied sixfold. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.